Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Ocean Bloom as my special expert guest. Ocean Bloom has been involved in the health and fitness industry for 15 years. Ocean is an ISSA certified personal trainer, a choreographer, actor, and pro fitness competitor. She won the first ever FAME World Fitness Championships Pro Show in 2005. Ocean's competitive career started in 1997 when she took home her first title as a junior bodybuilder. The following year, she moved over to fitness and figure events. Ocean became involved with acting at the age of 8 and took courses in singing, acting, and dancing, and joined a professional dance company. Ocean has studied ballet, jazz, modern dance, and hip-hop. Ocean has her own body sculpting DVD and has also appeared in many television and movie titles, including Smallville, X-Men 2, I Spy, Stargate, Dark Angel, Saving Silverman, The Sixth Day, The Net, and many more. Ocean has appeared in numerous fitness and lifestyle magazines, including the cover of Fame Fitness and Lifestyle Magazine, Oxygen Magazine, DXL, Body Talk, Flex, American Curves, Iron Man, and Muscle Mag. And wow, what a bio. Good morning, Ocean. It's great to have you as our special expert guest on this edition of SNU.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about what you're doing right now in the health and fitness industry, because I know you're very busy. You got lots of stuff on the go. Just give us a little slice of that pie.
Yeah, you know what? Right now, I'd say, is one of the most exciting times in my career. It's like everything that I've worked so hard on is now starting to flourish, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm involved in a number of different areas, all relating to the health and fitness industry. Myself, I'm a personal trainer, which I love doing, working with people, inspiring them and encouraging them to have a better, healthier lifestyle. I also have a new magazine that I'm working with, which is related to the health and fitness industry. And that's very exciting, and there's huge potential with that. I also work with a supplement company that has, you know, amazing products, as well as working with film. And I just recently did some work with a company called Insight Films. They're an independent film company, and they do a show called Vanity Insanity that touches on a lot of health and, you know, physical things that people do. So that's really exciting as well.
Wow. So when you're working with people in the television and movie side of things, you know, I know some people that do work, not so much the actors, but like the makeup and people that take care of costumes. And the people that I know that are really into health are kind of stunned by the behavior patterns of some of these actors and people in the film business. Like, they're not really into taking care of themselves. What's been your experience with your exposure to the movie side of things?
You know, it's really tough, and I've seen it from both sides. I was actually on set last week. I was doubling Pamela Anderson for her new film, Blonde and Blonder. And the thing is with film, your days are often up to 14 hours or longer. And so it's tough, you know, to be able to work that many hours, get enough sleep, be able to find time to train or even to prepare food. And, I mean, if we want to do something bad enough, we will. I always take food with me to set. What I notice, though, is that they have catering and craft service, and they have people that throughout the day will bring trays of food out to supply to the cast. And it's really difficult if you have a whole tray of candy and chocolate bars and sandwiches or fattening food, and it's put right in your face. And, you know, you're working these long hours. It's not like you can, you know, go out for lunch somewhere and get a healthy meal. So unless proper time is taken outside of those 14 hours, it's tough. And when you're doing that day in and day out, you know, I think it almost becomes routine for them to just eat what's there.
So the people that control the caterers, that make the judgment calls and choose the food, they're the ones that could have them bring out much better quality food.
Definitely. You know, I know now that I have to bring food with me when I work on set. I bring a huge cooler bag, and people are always like, wow, you know, that's a great idea. And I said, well, yeah, because what catering and craft service is providing is carbohydrates, buns, muffins, donuts, bread, peanut butter. I mean, I guess for production often, you know, it's a cost thing. That stuff is cheaper to provide. But when that's all you have, you know, it's, that's not good fuel for the body. And if they were to put more fruits and vegetables and, you know, wow, it'd be wonderful if they had protein shakes, you know, then, yeah, it would make a lot easier when that's what's provided. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not always the case.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Now, you started training at age 14, and today that's becoming more so-called normal. But I guess when you started training back when you were that age, maybe it wasn't as common. What is your opinion about weight training and exercising, you know, in a controlled manner for young kids?
I think it's amazing. I really hope that more children and more schools start to implement structured training programs for them, you know, for a number of reasons. I think when you're younger, you have all this excess energy and you need something to focus on. And so that's one side of it. Also, you know, when kids are developing, that's the perfect time to get to strengthen their muscles and their bones. They're still growing. And as you go into sports, you know, they're going to have the strength as well as just the discipline throughout the rest of your life. You know, we tend to do what we were brought up with. And that's the downside of a lot of people. They, you know, they weren't healthy as children. And so it's more of an effort to get into it now. They start teaching in schools the importance of weight training as well as nutrition, and that's going to carry out because it just becomes part of the lifestyle of the child and then carries them forward. And I know for myself, you know, I loved the routine of going. I would go right after school every day, and thank goodness that I did. I don't know what kind of trouble I would have gotten in had I not had that as part of my routine.
Now, for me, it started off with sports, which brought me to the weight training. And then came the nutrition, you know, like it was one after another in that sequential order. And what about yourself? Did you get into nutrition because of sport and your desire to want to excel?
Yes. And much like yourself, mine came, the nutrition sort of came after. You know, as a young child, I was fascinated by dance and wanted to be a professional dancer in, you know, a theatrical performance like Cats. And I soon joined a dance company, you know, and that was my initial introduction to being athletic. And then I got into the weight training and sort of competition side of it, and the nutrition came lastly because I wasn't able to perform optimally even though I was training as hard as I possibly could. And it wasn't until I added, you know, the nutrition after all that I really started to excel.
So what do you find that you need to do, like this accordion effect that Tracy and I call it? We look at competitors and they whittle down into a very low percentage of body fat for the show, and then they almost like a day or two after just balloon out, like the accordion goes out again.
Yeah.
So I noticed that you stay in great shape year round. I don't know what body type you have or if you have the affinity to gain a lot of body fat, but how do you keep yourself lean and functional all year long?
I try not to do anything too extreme. You know, I've made fitness a lifestyle now. So rather than doing excessive things to get ready for a competition and then totally changing my lifestyle and falling off the wagon, so to speak, afterwards, you know, I maintain it so that, you know, I mean, I like to eat higher fatty foods once in a while, but I don't go crazy. And then, you know, by maintaining my workout schedule, by maintaining a healthy eating schedule, it's not that difficult to tweak a few things to lose a little bit of weight, you know, burn a little bit more fat. And then afterwards, I can ease up a little bit. But it wasn't such an extreme change or shock to the body that, you know, I gain a whole bunch of weight. And I think that's probably one of the biggest side effects I see with girls getting ready, possibly guys as well, for competition. Like mentally they think that if cutting your calories a little bit will help, then if they cut it a lot, that'll work even better. And if 1 hour of cardio a day is good, then 2 or 3 hours would be even better. And they go so excessive that they end up losing too much weight and getting almost gaunt looking for the competition. And that extreme behavior that they've been doing before the competition is too difficult to maintain. And so when they start to ease off right after the show, the body's like, whoa, what's going on? You were, you know, limiting your calories and training, you know, 3 hours a day, and now you're not, you know, so all this weight comes back on. So I think I've learned sort of to just maintain and ease into it slowly and then come out of it slowly so there's no crazy behavior going on.
Well, what do you say to a woman who says to you, well, it's easy for you, Ocean. I mean, obviously you work in the athletic field, you're a personal trainer, so you're around it, you're thinking it, you're so, but me, I'm not. I work as a secretary, for example, in a law firm, so
yeah.
It's easier for you to stay in shape than it is for me. What do you say to them?
You know, what I would say to them is how inspired I have been recently by the women that come to me that say, Ocean, I have 4 children and I am getting ready for my first competition. For, you know, I think, wow, I don't even have children. And if you're making the time with a job and 4 kids to work out twice a day to be aware of what you're eating, then anybody can do it. That's more of an inspiration than I am, you know. Sure, I'm in the field, but I see people every day that are making the commitment to changing their lives, and I think it's amazing. You know, I don't have 1 child, so it can be done. It's a matter of how badly you want to do it, you know, and even the time thing. You know, I remember a week ago talking to a competitor, and I was saying how I found it difficult to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning one day, and she laughed at me. She's 40 years old. She's got a full-time job. She starts work at 5:30. She said, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning to make sure I get my cardio in every day.
Well, isn't it also true that you can think of examples of people like yourself that work in the industry that are failing in the application, that are having difficulty, like, staying true to the form?
Oh, yes.
In other words,
they're
in the industry, and even they are struggling. So it's not whether you're in the industry. It's not about whether the industry is inside of you?
Yes. And I think, you know what? Anybody can be given a great workout program. Anybody can be given a great nutritional plan. And it really means nothing unless you mentally are in a place where you're ready to take it on. Otherwise, you're just going through the motions. You have to be committed mentally and emotionally, and you need to want it. And a big part of it, I think, is motivation. You know, I lack myself sometimes, even though I know what to do when I go into the gym or I know what I should be eating. But it's the type of people that you surround yourself with, and I think we all need that positive reinforcement and motivation on a daily basis. You know, I purposely set up schedules and times to meet my friends where, you know, we'll go for a power walk or we'll do something physical so that I can keep myself motivated and I don't get into a rut because I need that positive reinforcement to keep going.
I think you just gave me my next title for my next article. Are you ready to take it on?
Yeah.
And right on.
Exactly, because that's what it comes down to. People say, oh, can you give me a workout program? Can you give me a diet to follow? It's like, sure, that's the easy part. Do you actually want to take the next step and do it? Because it doesn't matter what I give to you. It matters what you do with it. And, you know, it excites me. Part of the reason that I'm in this field and I love to do workshops and I love to train people is what I get out of it. When I see a room full of people that are so eager to take the next step, I know that's a room full of exceptional human beings because they're mentally and emotionally ready to go there, you know, and that takes a certain type of individual to say, I'm ready to be better than what I was. I'm ready to take that next step.
Cool. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. So now tell us all about this new magazine project that you're working on.
Well, the magazine is called Status Fitness, and it's a lifestyle fitness bodybuilding magazine. And our target market is to get out to the men and women. What I've noticed is there's a lot of magazines that are hardcore, geared towards the men, and then you have your magazine that are just for women. And it has been lacking in something that, you know, is exceptional for both. You know, a guy can bring home this magazine and lay it down on the table, and his girlfriend can pick it up and say, wow, you know, there's great training articles in here for me as well, and I love the article, you know, the nutrition article or the injury article. Our hope with this magazine is that people pick it up and they don't just read one article, but from cover from the, you know, very cover to the very back, is just full of content-rich, educational, and inspiring information for everybody. Its graphics are very high-end, so it's very classy. There's model features in there for men and for women, and we want them to be inspiring, you know, so that women pick it up, guys pick it up, and they go, wow, this guy's got a great physique. You know, I want to find out how he got it. And, you know, maybe one day I'll appear in the magazine as well.
So what is the website for those who want to maybe look into it a little bit more intrinsically?
The website is statusfitness.com. We also have a MySpace page, which is myspace.com/statusfitnessmag, just M-A-G.
And where is the magazine available?
It will be available in Chapters, GNC, Popeyes. And we're also looking to quite quickly have it in 7-Elevens in both Canada and the U.S.
So then there's a price tag. How much does it cost?
$6.95.
Awesome. Yes. Okay. So everyone out there in SNU land, get out there and grab a copy and support the magazine. You know, my perception, Ocean, is that you're promoting health and a kind of a drug-free figure, bodybuilding, fitness participation angle?
Yes, as well as mainstream. I also have a Hollywood section in there, you know, tying in some of our most current celebrities that train really hard so that they can look good on film, and finding sort of the insight into what they do, you know, while they're working those 14 hours on set, and they're able to maintain their amazing physiques at the same time.
So, now you recently attended the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio. How was that experience?
It was great. You know, the Arnold Classic is the highlight for many thousands of people around the world that come to attend that, the most well-known and largest event of the year. I believe there was 175,000 people there this year. The Arnold Classic encompasses everything from gymnastics, fencing, this year UFC fighting. You know, it covers so many different sports and brings so many different types of individuals from so many different places. So it's very exciting, almost overwhelming at times with the amount of people that are there. You have every supplement company there, clothing companies, fitness equipment companies, as well as all the athletes and, you know, famous people you see in the magazines. So it's an experience in itself, for sure. We launched our first issue of Status there, and it was a huge success. Everybody loved it. Status magazine definitely stands out, you know, from its cover graphic, from anything else that is on the market. So people took to it very quickly, and, you know, we've had a tremendous response after being at the Arnold with athletes and writers and people that want to be involved with it. So, yeah, it was it's definitely an event I will continue to go back to every year, and I suggest that anyone go there.
Did you actually watch the competition as well?
I didn't get to see a lot of the competition. I saw some, like, on the screen, but there are literally so many thousands of people that it's hard to walk. It's like if you have a spot at a booth, you got to stay there. So, yeah, I saw it from the screen, but not right up close.
So is the actual show presented while the people are in the building attending the booths, or is that a separate theater?
Both. During one afternoon, you have like a pre-judging for fitness and figure on the expo stage inside that expo, and then they have the evening show at another theater outside of the building. And they had different events this year. They had an amateur fitness competition, and that's the first time that they've had that. It's always been an IFBB pro event, and so this year they, you know, they added the amateur division, which is really exciting, and, you know, creates a lot more opportunity for newcomers as well as exposure, because there's so many people there.
Awesome. Now, we've got time for maybe a couple more questions, and one that's on my mind is, what about your competitive future? Are you planning to compete again, and if so, when?
Yes, I am. Looks like I'll be doing the Nationals this year. I believe that is July. And, you know, I also have this show with Fame coming up in April. So I'm trying to get my own training together so I can guest pose at that event. And then possibly do a couple shows in the summer as well, like maybe in some other countries.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, be very cool.
Now, I know you spoke highly about protein shakes. Why? Why are they so important to you?
Well, for me, I mean, the main thing is eating frequently enough, and it's hard to get full meals in there. I like to have a protein shake every morning as soon as I wake up, even before I go do cardio. I know some people say, oh, you should do cardio on an empty stomach. I personally, that doesn't work for me. I disagree, because if I don't eat first thing in the morning and then I try to do cardio, I'm absolutely exhausted and my blood sugar drops. And by the time I actually get food, you know, I'm already spaced out. So I'll have a protein shake every morning because it's easy to digest, the liquid, you know, and I'm ready to go. I got more energy then. And I'm not really one for liking to take a lot of supplements throughout the day, you know, like every few hours. So I find, first off, if I have a protein shake and I put everything in that first shake, I'm off to a good start. And at least I know, you know, I've had my greens, I've had my oil, I've, you know, had my glutamine all in that first shake and my protein. So I've got the energy to get going with my day.
Hello. I agree with you 100%. Very well said. That is just nicely succinct and put together in a frame that I think people really get. So, yeah, absolutely. Start the day off right with that shake, and it's just downhill all the way.
And then we, if you have one, you know, I always bring a shaker cup with, I just put a scoop of powder in the shaker cup, and then when I'm at the gym, it's the same thing. You know, I'll just add some water and have a shake right after I work out, because often, you know, if you're at the gym, by the time you get home or you're able to prepare food, it's been such a long period of time that your body's already starving. Your muscles are like, feed me. So I like to have that as a buffer, that, you know, have that shake. My blood sugar is able to maintain, and I can think clearly until I get the next meal in.
Right on. Now, you've got a website, don't you, that our listeners can visit to learn more about you and your books and your services?
Yep. I have two websites. Actually, my personal front-end website is oceanbloom.com. And I also have the personal training side, which is createyourselffitness.com.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Ocean, thanks very much for your advice, your comments, and your expertise. It's nice to get female insight, you know, and that we try and do that. Of course, Trace and I try and homogenize our own thoughts, and because there's a lot of females out there that have an interest in health. Females are the caregivers of the world, and they really do need to take care of themselves, don't they?
Yes, and like I said, for the workshops and the people that have come to me recently, I've been so inspired, because the average age of the women that have contacted me that want to compete is 39 and up, you know. And so that belief that, oh, well, you know, you're only in great shape when you're young and then you start to deteriorate, I totally disagree. The people that I have seen lately are, you know, 10 years older than me, and they're in the best shape they've ever been. And I think that's because, you know, as you get older, you do get better with age. You can have more clarity, and you're more focused. You know what you want. And, you know, the fact that the competitive world these days is not a sport, you know, like other ones where you have a sort of five-year lifespan of where you're in your prime. What I'm seeing now is that as you get older, that's when you're in your prime. As you get older, you get more muscle maturity. You know, you're more focused and more driven to get to your goal. And so it's very inspiring and exciting, because it shows me as well that, oh, you know, I have another, you know, 30 years to go with this. It's great.
Ocean Bloom is a world-class competitive athlete. She's a personal trainer, an actress, and a woman who is compelled to share the depth of her knowledge and skill with those who have the insight and desire to use her ability. So, Ocean, we thank you very much for being our special guest.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Holly Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHolly.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with sports nutrition update. Prolong your life, live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow my lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.